Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Prince of Spies by Alex Gurlis. Narrated by Rupert Bush. Chapter 1. Lincolnshire. September 1942.
Come up now, get a move on. We can't hang around here forever.
It was Hoffman, the young Oberleutnant, who'd been in charge of him with ill-disguised resentment ever since they'd left Kiel 3 long days before. For most of that time, he'd been confined to a cramped bunk area next to the captain's tiny cabin, not allowed any contact with the rest of the crew. When he was half asleep the previous night, he'd overheard a half-whispered conversation between the Oberleutnant and his captain.
"We should be hunting Allied ships, Captain Leutnant, not acting like a taxi service."
"Stop complaining, Hoffman. We have our orders."
"I know, Captain Leutnant, but this is a waste of our time. How long do these people last in England before they're caught? One day? Two? That's assuming he even makes it ashore."
When he finally reached the top of the conning tower, he was surprised how near to the coast the U-boat had surfaced. Dawn was still a good hour away, and there wasn't much moonlight, but nor was it cloudy, so he had a reasonable view of the land, his first ever sight of England, the blurred silhouette of a cluster of buildings, behind what looked like sand dunes, and the very faint outline of what he took to be a church spire beyond them. He was relieved. He wouldn't have to paddle the dinghy as far as he'd feared. But he was concerned the U-boat could have been spotted from this distance, and they'd be waiting for him. He was helped, more like pushed and hauled, out of the conning tower and onto the deck. The dinghy had already been launched and was held tight by a rope, his rucksack and suitcase strapped to the little wooden bench. Hoffman took him by the elbow, his tone now less hostile. Perhaps he was relieved the mission he so clearly resented was over. Or maybe he was just feeling sorry for him. How long do these people last in England? One day? Two?
"You'll climb down this rope ladder and start paddling straight away. We can only stay on the surface for another minute or two, and you want to be well away from us when we submerge."
He nodded, well aware of his instructions. "And remember, there's a strong north-to-south current here. Concentrate on rowing hard to the shore, and let the current take you south. That's the village called Saltfleet over there. You remember it from your map?" He nodded again. He was beginning to feel quite sick, between the nerves and the swell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?